And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call or text or whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds the Astros just made it 6-5 with two outs in the ninth? Jed Lowry up and Carlos Correa with a single to right field to score Jose Altuve.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would like to check the stats of, and I know not a lot of 21-year-olds are in Major League Baseball, or 20-year-olds for that matter, but what the batting average is for those guys the day after their 21st birthday.
Yeah.
Because if that one doesn't squiggle through, that's an 0-for-4 on the day after his 21st birthday.
I'm just saying, I
would have opened up a conspiracy theory that.
Well, when I was legal, it was 19. But if it had been the next day,
that's how old you are.
Yeah, it wasn't that. Well, it was a long ago. Yeah. No, actually, I caught it perfectly because I was 19 and it was still 19, and then right when it turned 21 was when I turned 21.
So what if you had been like, it'd been legal, you were 19, and then you're 20, and then it turns to 21.
It'd
like
be illegal.
That's BS,
I know,
man.
I know. You didn't get grandfathered in. I was very fortunate because when it went to 21.
They should put something on your license or something that says, oh, no, you're good.
Because I remember it changed to 21, I think January 1st of the year that I had just, and my birthday's in December, so I just turned 21, so I didn't have to lose any drinking time, which is, it's a good thing. All right, let's grab a phone call. Let's try Danny. Danny, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports, guys. How are y'all?
Hey, sports.
Yeah, a question about your Cougars this weekend. I want to see what the odds are. Texas State coming in there, not upsetting, but surprising U of H. And want to see what y'all think about them covering the spread, which I think is 6.5. Or if you think it's safe to take the over, which is, I think, 72. I'll hang up and listen.
Stay away from the over. If I were playing it, I'd probably look at the 16.5 for Texas State. But I would just caution you, it's still hard for me to figure out what this team is under Tom Herman. But this isn't the Tony Levine Cougars. They will be prepared, and they're going to come out and score some points. But I think that 70 number is pretty high. And UH's defense is pretty opportunistic. So the only thing that I would look at is I might look at Texas State plus 16.5, but I would hope it gets outside of 17. I would keep an eye on that number. If it goes up, gets outside of 17, I might go that way. I mean, that's still a pretty big number, and this is still a young team that I'm not 100% sold on is being able to just trash everybody. So that's the number that would interest me. But I don't think you're going to go in there and slap them around like you did when Levine was the head coach. Let's try Chris.
What's up, Chris? Yo, sports, Chris.
Chris?
Chris, thanks for the call, my man.
Mm. Womp, womp.
That was we've had better.
Yeah, well, it was a nice try.
You know?
It was a nice try.
Good job, good effort.
Calls have been, well, by nature, they're going to be better today because we had one of the worst calls of all time yesterday. So that brought the whole average down to like a 4. By the way, the game's over. Astros lost. Not a good result for this series for them. And, you know, I'll tell you, though, you look at, I've been saying this all year, look at the Angels lineup, I'd much rather have their lineup. At the Rangers lineup, I'd much rather have their lineup.
But the Astros have gotten where they are because of their pitching.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the thing, though. They've been pitching just well enough to lose for the better part of a month now. Let's try Brandon. What is up, Brandon?
What's going on, fellas? Sports.
Sports is going on.
All right. I went to actually, I'm from Toledo, Ohio, so I'm a big Michigan fan. Went to the game this past weekend. Second half wasn't so good, in my opinion. What are the odds you think Michigan beats BYU at the Big House? That'll be the first time they beat a ranked opponent at the Big House in some time. So.
All right, thanks for the call. I'll say this. I like BYU catching points for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's a winnable game for them, And, you know, they beat up on Oregon State and they beat up on UNLV, and but both of those are really bad teams. This BYU team is pretty damn good. I think it's going to be hard to come by points for Michigan. I'll say they can win it, but I think if they do win, it's a field goal. And BYU's getting like 5.5, 6 points.
5.5 is the number I'm seeing right now. The only thing that scares me off a little bit, you know, I've been riding the BYU train all year.
Yeah.
The only thing that I'm a little bit scared of is while they've got some grown men who've been on missions and everything else and they're older, they don't have Power 5 depth.
No.
And you look at the games that they've had to go through here, you know, going on the road to Nebraska, Boise, which is no joke, going on the road to UCLA. That's a grind, man. That's like playing in a Power 5 conference right there. And at the end of that stretch, now you got to go into Michigan. I'm a little bit concerned that just the cumulative effect of that many games is going to have them worn down a little bit.
You know what? I'll give you Michigan when they play Northwestern in a couple weeks. And Northwestern's got Ball State and Minnesota their next two. I think they're going to come in undefeated, 5-0. And that's going to be a top 12, top 50, you know, top 15 team at the worst.
Yeah,
I think Michigan could beat them. I think they'd have a better, easier time with them than they will with this team.
No, I think they can beat BYU, and if they do, it's going to be for the reasons I just threw out there. But I like this BYU team a lot, and I know that when they lost their quarterback, everybody's like, "Oh, well, they're not going to be any good." That kid that's playing quarterback for him is a really good player. Yeah. People forget he was the third best quarterback prospect that came out the same year Winston did. And then he went on a mission for 2 years.
Yeah.
So he's grown up a little bit, and he's played well for them. He had two miracle finishes for him, basically. So that team is no joke. That is a good football team. And I still think – and you start getting to the rest of their schedule, it starts lightening up a little bit. I still think the BYU has a real good shot at a New Year's Day bowl game. And they need to win this for that to happen.
Yeah.
But that's a very good football team. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Texter says, thoughts and prayers for our fellow Blitzer David. Just got out of the hospital with an irregular heartbeat.
Hope it's regulated.
Yeah, get that regulated, man. So, and I don't like the negative body clock effect for BYU. It's not as pronounced.
Coming from Mountain Time.
I don't pay as much attention to it when it's Mountain Time. But... I mean, certainly it's a bit of a factor because it is, you know, it's an 11 a.m. game our time, so it's technically a 10 a.m. game for them.
Yeah.
But that's not the same. And plus, it's not quite the same as...
It's not going to the East Coast. And I guess Michigan is in the Eastern time zone.
Yeah, it is, but basically going from Provo to Ann Arbor is not the same to me as going from Seattle to Ann Arbor.
Right.
And I don't pay as much attention to Mountain Time teams. Maybe I should. But, you know, that's certainly, if you're making a case for Michigan, that's certainly a good one to throw on. All right, let's try Dylan. Dylan, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Howdy, guys.
Sports.
I had a question about the Browns game this Sunday. I saw that Josh McCown was named as the starter, and I didn't know what are the odds that Johnny Manziel comes in halfway through the game, sort of like how Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett were traded out.
I'm not sure what they're going to do with that. I don't think they have much faith in John Football. I don't think they feel great about him. So I'm not sure that they're even that his leash, that McCown's leash isn't longer than what Hoyer's was. I think that they want Josh McCown to be their starter right now, and it's going to take quite a bit for them to pull that trigger.
And McCown was playing pretty well against the Jets before he got hurt. They were actually in that game. Although, I'm not going to fault how Manziel played either. I mean, he played pretty well last week. But obviously they want to go with the veteran. And, you know, we'll see what happens. The Raiders are kind of an interesting team. I think they weren't nearly as bad as they looked the first week. I don't think they're nearly as good as they looked last week. So I don't know what Raider team's going to show up there. But they're not a pushover anymore.
Right.
Let's try... Brett. What's up, Brett?
Hey, sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I was wondering, what are the odds of A&M routing Arkansas after Kingsbury called our shot against Bellini?
I'll give them a 25% chance of routing
against Pelini or against Bielema?
I think he means Bielema.
Yeah. I would guess that A&M's a lot better football team than them. I thought Arkansas was decent. I was wrong. I mean, they get pushed around up front. Well, they're just not very good.
A lot of us were wrong, and it's hard to – yeah, it's hard not to look at it and say, yeah, this is why I think they were going to be good, because you know, the first year they started showing progress at the end of the year. Last year, a lot of close, tough losses, got better as the year went on. All the things you look at and say, okay, now this team is ready for a big step.
Yeah.
Well, they did take a big step. It's just backwards. I think A&M's considerably better than Arkansas. And, yeah, I think the fact that it's a touchdown, maybe I'm being greedy waiting for it to get to 6.5. But I think there's a good chance the Aggies house them. All right. Let's take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call or text or whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds the Astros just made it 6-5 with two outs in the ninth? Jed Lowry up and Carlos Correa with a single to right field to score Jose Altuve.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would like to check the stats of, and I know not a lot of 21-year-olds are in Major League Baseball, or 20-year-olds for that matter, but what the batting average is for those guys the day after their 21st birthday.
Yeah.
Because if that one doesn't squiggle through, that's an 0-for-4 on the day after his 21st birthday.
I'm just saying, I
would have opened up a conspiracy theory that.
Well, when I was legal, it was 19. But if it had been the next day,
that's how old you are.
Yeah, it wasn't that. Well, it was a long ago. Yeah. No, actually, I caught it perfectly because I was 19 and it was still 19, and then right when it turned 21 was when I turned 21.
So what if you had been like, it'd been legal, you were 19, and then you're 20, and then it turns to 21.
It'd
like
be illegal.
That's BS,
man.
I know.
You didn't get grandfathered in. I was very fortunate because when it went to 21.
They should put something on your license or something that says, oh, no, you're good.
Because I remember it changed to 21, I think January 1st of the year that I had just, and my birthday's in December, so I just turned 21, so I didn't have to lose any drinking time, which is, it's a good thing. All right, let's grab a phone call. Let's try Danny. Danny, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports, guys. How are y'all?
Hey, sports.
Yeah, question about your Cougars this weekend. I want to see what the odds are. Texas State coming in there, not upsetting, but surprising U of H, and want to see what y'all think about them covering the spread, which I think is 6.5, or if you think it's safe to take the over, which is, I think, 72. I'll hang up and listen.
Stay away from the over. If I were playing it, I'd probably look at the 16.5 for Texas State. But I would just caution you, it's still hard for me to figure out what this team is under Tom Herman. But this isn't the Tony Levine Cougars. They will be prepared, and they're going to come out and score some points. But I think that 70 number is pretty high. And UH's defense is pretty opportunistic. So the only thing that I would look at is I might look at Texas State plus 16.5, but I would hope it gets outside of 17. I would keep an eye on that number. If it goes up, gets outside of 17, I might go that way. I mean, that's still a pretty big number, and this is still a young team that I'm not 100% sold on is being able to just trash everybody. So that's the number that would interest me. But I don't think you're going to go in there and slap them around like you did when Levine was the head coach. Let's try Chris. What's up,
yo,
Chris?
Sports, Chris.
Chris?
Chris, thanks for the call, my man.
Mm. Womp, womp.
We've had better.
Yeah, well, it was a nice try.
You know?
It was a nice try.
Good job, good effort.
Calls have been, well, by nature, they're going to be better today because we had one of the worst calls of all time yesterday. So that brought the whole average down to like a 4. By the way, the game's over. Astros lost.
Womp, womp.
Not a good result for this series for them. And, you know, I'll tell you, though, you look at, I've been saying this all year, Look at the Angels lineup. I'd much rather have their lineup. Oh, you look at the Rangers lineup. I'd much rather have their lineup.
But the Astros have gotten where they are because of their pitching.
Yeah. But you know, that's the thing though. They've been pitching just well enough to lose for the better part of a month now. Let's try Brandon. What is up, Brandon?
What's going on, fellas? Sports.
Sports is going on.
All right. I went to I'm from Toledo, Ohio, so I'm a big Michigan fan. Went to the game this past weekend. Second half wasn't so good, in my opinion. What are the odds you think Michigan beats BYU at the Big House? That'll be the first time they beat a ranked opponent at the Big House in some time. So
I will say, guys. All right, thanks for the call. I'll say this. I like BYU catching points for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's a winnable game for them. And, you know, they beat up on Oregon State and they beat up on UNLV, but both of those are really bad teams. This BYU team is pretty damn good. I think it's going to be hard to come by points for Michigan. I'll say they can win it, but I think if they do win, it's a field goal. And BYU's getting like 5.5, 6 points.
5.5 is the number I'm seeing right now. The only thing that scares me off a little bit, you know, I've been riding the BYU train all year.
Yeah.
The only thing that I'm a little bit scared of is while they've got some grown men who've been on missions and everything else and they're older, they don't have Power 5 depth.
No.
And you look at the games that they've had to go through here, you know, going on the road to Nebraska, Boise, which is no joke, going on the road to UCLA. That's a grind, man. That's like playing in a Power 5 conference right there. And at the end of that stretch, now you got to go into Michigan. I'm a little bit concerned that just the cumulative effect of that many games is going to have them worn down a little bit.
I'll give you Michigan when they play Northwestern in a couple weeks. And Northwestern's got Ball State and Minnesota there next to. I think they're going to come in undefeated 5-0. And that's going to be a top 12, top 15, you know, top 15 team at the worst.
Yeah,
I think Michigan could beat them. I think they'd have a better, easier time with them than they will with this team.
No, I think they can beat BYU, and if they do, it's going to be for the reasons I just threw out there. But I like this BYU team a lot, and I know that when they lost their quarterback, everybody's like, oh, well, they're not going to be any good. That kid that's playing quarterback for him is a really good player. Yeah. People forget he was, I think, the third best quarterback prospect that came out the same year Winston did. And then he went on a mission for 2 years.
Yeah.
So he's grown up a little bit, and he's played well for them. He had two miracle finishes for him, basically. So that team is no joke. That is a good football team. And I still think – and you start getting to the rest of their schedule, it starts lightening up a little bit. I still think the BYU has a real good shot at a New Year's Day bowl game. And they need to win this for that to happen.
Yeah.
But that's a very good football team. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Texter says, thoughts and prayers for our fellow Blitzer David. Just got out of the hospital with an irregular heartbeat.
Hope it's regulated.
Yeah, get that regulated, man. So, so I don't like the negative body clock effect for BYU. It's not as pronounced.
You're coming from Mountain Time.
I don't pay as much attention to it when it's Mountain Time. But... I mean, certainly it's a bit of a factor because it is, you know, it's an 11 a.m. game our time, so it's technically a 10 a.m. game for them.
Yeah.
But that's not the same. And plus, it's not quite the same as...
It's not going to the East Coast. And I guess Michigan is in the Eastern time zone.
Yeah, it is. But basically going from Provo to Ann Arbor is not the same to me as going from Seattle to Ann Arbor.
Right.
And I don't pay as much attention to Mountain Time teams. Maybe I should. But, you know, that's certainly, if you're making a case for Michigan, that's certainly a good one to throw on. All right, let's try Dylan. Dylan, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Howdy, guys.
Sports.
Yeah, I had a question about the Browns game this Sunday. I saw that Josh McCown was named as the starter, and I didn't know what are the odds that Johnny Manziel comes in halfway through the game, sort of like how Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett were traded out.
I'm not sure what they're going to do with that. I don't think they have much faith in John Football. I don't think they feel great about him. So I'm not sure that they're even that his leash McCown's leash isn't longer than what Hoyer's was. I think that they want Josh McCown to be their starter right now, and it's going to take quite a bit for them to pull that trigger.
And McCown was playing pretty well against the Jets before he got hurt. They were actually in that game. Although I'm not going to fault how Manziel played either. I mean, he played pretty well last week, but obviously they want to go with the veteran, and you know, we'll see what happens. The Raiders are kind of an interesting team. I think they weren't nearly as bad as they looked the first week. I don't think they're nearly as good as they looked last week. So I don't know what Raider team's going to show up there, but they're not a pushover anymore.
Right.
Let's try Brett. What's up, Brett?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I was wondering, what are the odds of A&M routing Arkansas after Kingsbury called our shot against Bellini?
I'll give him a 25% chance of routing
against Pelini or against Bielema.
I think he means Bielema.
Yeah. I would guess that A&M's a lot better football team than them. I thought Arkansas was decent. I was wrong. I mean, they get pushed around up front. Well, they're just not very good.
A lot of us were wrong, and it's hard to it's hard not to look at it and say, yeah, this is why I think they were going to be good, because the first year they started showing progress at the end of the year. Last year, a lot of close, tough losses, got better as the year went on. All the things you look at and say, okay, now this team is ready for a big step.
Yeah.
Well, it did take a big step. It's just backwards. I think A&M's considerably better than Arkansas. And, I think the fact that it's a touchdown, maybe I'm being greedy waiting for it to get to 6.5. But I think there's a good chance the Aggies house them. All right. Let's take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN.
From the Red Zone ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, 610 the East Loop northbound at the Ship Channel Bridge. Watch for an accident in a right lane, but crews have cleared an accident off the North Loop, 610 eastbound on the ramp to the Hardy Toll Road. They've also cleared the accident off the West Loop, 610 southbound at San Felipe, but watch for a problem on the South Sam eastbound at Fondren. This report is brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Bigger is better. The current estimated annuitized Powerball jackpot is $235 million, so play today for the chance at something big. From the Red Zone ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN is your number. What are the odds Wednesday? Let's zip through some more calls. What about Zyfel? What's up, Zyfel?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
I wanted to know, what are the odds that UT doesn't stink it up against OSU? And thank you for taking my call. I'll hang up and listen.
That's a tough one for me. I think we'll see a good version of Texas. I don't think we'll see like what we saw the first week of Texas, or Notre Dame style Texas. But I don't know if they're good enough to beat Oklahoma State. I mean, if they get the kind of quarterback play that they got last week, I could see that. But
yeah. I think it's going to be an interesting game because I'm not quite sure what Oklahoma State yet is. I think Oklahoma State's got a chance to be really good, but I just don't know yet. And that's why I'm kind of just interested to see how it plays out. I wish I had more of a prediction on that. Let's try Jeff.
Hey, fellas.
Sports.
Hey, guys. Sports. Hey, I wanted to talk about the TCU-Texas Tech game. I think I saw the line, TCU by 7. So I'm curious in y'all's take. I know TCU's already lost like 5 starters on defense to injury, and Tech just coming off that win against Arkansas. And TCU scored 82 points, I think, last year on them. But I was wondering what the odds are if Tech can actually pull off the upset. Thanks.
It wouldn't shock me. I think that they're both really bad defensive teams, and they can both put up a bunch of points. So.
And when that happens, then to me, it's not going to surprise me at all if Texas Tech were able to give them a game.
Because, yeah, wouldn't surprise me if they can get up by 21 and run away from them.
Right.
I mean, that's why I like the over. Like I was saying, that 80.5, that number is a huge number, but I could easily see that getting there.
Yeah, and that game, that's another one. It's at Tech, too, which, this – I wouldn't dismiss the fact that TCU's lost all those guys. I think that's going to make a big difference. So, you know, plus 7 at home, if you're a Tech fan, you could do worse. Okay, but I could also see if TCU gets out to a 21-0 lead, then it turns into one of those 63-40 games.
You're right.
Which easily goes over. I'm not good at math, but that's more than 80.5. All right, let's try Jeff. What's up, Jeff? Jeff?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Quick question. What are the odds that we're going to see the Patriots go into FU mode again like they did the year they went undefeated after Spygate, coming off all their problems over the offseason?
Well, they may already be.
Yeah, the way they're treating people, it may already be happening.
But, you know, sustaining that for 16 games, as long as Gronk's healthy, and that team is right there with anybody in the AFC.
Yep.
And, yeah, I'm not going to be shocked if we
I still think they're bad defensively. I think they're at some point they're going to get exposed.
They are. Well, the Steelers exposed them.
Yeah, but they can outscore everybody.
But the problem is there's not many teams that can offensively do what the Steelers do either. And I think we may have seen the two best teams in the AFC in the first night of the season.
I'm at least the two best offensive teams.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, but I think in this league, if you're the best offensive team, you're going to win more often than not. And the one thing about the Patriots defense is it'll get better as the season goes on, because they always get better as the season goes on. He always finds pieces and moves guys around. But, I think the people who wanted to write him off, it was a little early for that. And I think it'll be interesting to see what happens, because I thought, well, the Dolphins might be better this year. It doesn't look like they are. Maybe the Jets are better than we thought, but how many games are you really going to win with Fitzpatrick at quarterback? Henley says Oklahoma State has a top 20 defense. Yeah, but they really haven't played many good offenses. So,
and we talk about this in the gambling book, as a matter of fact, how early season college football stats, if you go off those stats, can be...
Yeah, you will get your butt kicked at the windows doing that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course you're going to look good against teams that can't score. And that's... I think they're better, but I don't know yet. I think it's a good test for them. That's why this is a sit-back-and-watch game, so I can kind of get a sense of where these teams are.
Like, you've played two Centrals, Michigan and Arkansas, and UT San Antonio.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your top 20 defense.
I'd feel a lot better about you if you were top 5 after those. I'm not dismissing it. I am dismissing it, because it doesn't mean anything yet. But that's why this is an intriguing game to me, because I think Oklahoma State has the potential to be really good, but I don't know yet because of who they played. We're going to find out. Texas, not nearly as bad as they looked against Notre Dame, but I don't know how good they are either. We shall find out. That's why we watch the games.
Yep.
Not Coach O'Brien. What are the odds I drop more than 10 F-bombs on Sunday? Oh, percent 1,000.
Yeah.
So. Henley, don't be looking at defensive stats. If you'd played Notre Dame, you would not be nearly as high up, okay? Just wait till you've actually played some teams.
I'm not trying to say Texas is good defensively.
No,
I'm not either.
I think they're horrible. And they just lost another player on defense.
Yeah, but they're really bad on defense. But don't tell me what Oklahoma State is on defense when they've played nobody, and Texas has played Notre Dame, Cal, and BYU.
This is why I'm saying it's a good test. This is where I can find out whether they're, especially if Texas offense plays like it did against Cal, we'll find out how good Oklahoma State's defense is.
And Cal's the worst team that Texas has played so far, and they'd be favored by 17.
No, Rice is the worst.
Oh, I forgot about Rice.
Yeah,
they'd be favored by 17, 20 points over anybody that Oklahoma State's played yet.
Probably so. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. Do you see
Rice would probably be favored? I mean, I don't know about 20 points. They'd be favored against any of those teams, probably.
Yeah, I think they would. I think they would, pretty much all of them.
Maybe not Central Michigan, but
no, maybe not Central Michigan. That's not a bad team, and again, that was a pretty decent win to go in there and win. I don't know what you're doing going on the road for that anyway, but that was a good win.
Well, Oklahoma State, they learned their lesson last year, and they played Florida State in the first game, and that sort of. What's funny is they actually played them really well. But that team would have gotten off to a 6-0 start and been feeling really good. But then they ended up losing 5 games straight, and everything fell apart.
I've said all along, I think Oklahoma State has a chance to be sneaky good in the Big 12 this year. But you know, we'll see. Dustin, what are the odds someone misses the toilet in the restroom again today? Boy, poor Jong.
Yeah, what happened there,
Jong? Yeah, why don't you explain that?
So you guys didn't go to the restroom after you left the studio,
no.
Right?
No,
so I went into the restroom.
I stayed out of that place all day yesterday.
Yeah, I went in. I drink a lot of water and stuff during the day.
Okay.
So I go use the restroom right after.
Healthy guy.
Yeah. I go into the restroom to use it before I leave. So I go in there and
I'm
like,
clean the pipes in there?
No.
Oh, okay,
no,
just
no,
checking.
No, it's I don't do that at.
Just,
at work.
Just asking.
You
just
know, he doesn't do that anymore now that he's got a steady girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Is that true? You really don't?
No, that's a lie. Okay. not as much.
It's not at work.
No, not at work. Definitely not at work.
Right.
Maybe if, when I have this door closed in here.
Maybe in the parking lot.
Yeah,
if you get to work too early or you work really late. Yeah.
Who doesn't do that? Yeah. Come on.
Anyway, I walk in there. I'm like, what is that foul smell? So I walk around the corner to the toilets. There's nobody in the restroom but me. And I think it's something in the trash can. I go into the trash can. This is what gets me because I'm very curious about this kind of stuff, even though I know it's disgusting. I check the trash cans. There's nothing in the trash cans. And I check the toilet seat. And somebody pooped so hard and violently that there were, like, I guess, skid marks and splatters all over the toilet seat itself.
On the top of the toilet seat?
Yeah, on the back, the back end of it. I don't know how that happens. Maybe he was... That guy that you were you ran into yesterday at the gym.
Maybe he works here.
Where
it's possible.
No, if I were making odds, it's butt pee guy. The guy who pees with his butt out.
Yeah.
Because that dude's disgusting, man.
Yeah.
But I think it was one of those things where by the time the guy took his pants off and sat down, it was already coming out and must have like splattered.
Is there something going around?
I have no idea.
There's way too much poo talk on this show lately.
Yeah. There's got to be some kind of stomach thing going around.
Yeah. So that was very... That was the worst smelling poo I've smelled in a very long time.
Hey, can I vent about something?
Sure.
I think we're all pretty fed up with these WhatsApp people retweeting our tweets.
Yeah.
So I actually went and looked at a few of them. I didn't go to WhatsApp. I just looked at their Twitter profiles.
Oh, they're all pigs, and it's like the same six girls.
Well, that's the thing. This is what kind of pisses me off. There's one, Snobby Espinoza, at Ultra Countess 1.
Yeah.
Here's what it says about her. Enjoy reading, workout junkie, animal lover, P90X, fashion guru, which all of these are fashion gurus.
Yeah, they say fashion guru, but they're all wearing like 80s workout clothes.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Well, first off,
you can't call yourself a fashion guru and then wear a denim shirt.
Well,
like
here's
if
something
you're a
else.
Girl, hey, come on.
What woman have you ever met that said, "Oh, I'm a fashion guru," and you said, "Oh, that's awesome. I want to go out with you." Well, anyhow,
what's funny is if you click on their profiles and you see the people that like they post a picture, and then there's dudes who tweet back at them, and they're like, "I don't have WhatsApp, but here's my phone number." I mean, the guys on the internet are so stupid.
Oh,
and like, we think it's ridiculous.
Shame.
But guys fall for it. Well, they're in that.
Here's another one. Heather Biddle.
Okay.
Says, enjoy reading, beach lover, artist, animal lover, much like Snobby Espinoza, fashion guru, of course, workout junkie, different WhatsApp number, same photo. It's the same person. And then one other one was... T-Ware, dog lover, loves sports, animal lover. Isn't that a little redundant if you're a dog lover and an animal lover? Fashion guru, surfer, and dancer.
Twitter has way too many bots.
Oh, man.
No, it drives me crazy.
And at this point, I don't understand why Twitter hasn't basically blocked anything that has WhatsApp in it. So I just found it amusing that, and by the way, the same one, that Snobby Espinoza and Heather Biddle, also one other one, same photo.
Yeah.
It's the same friggin' thing. Anyway, just thought I'd share that. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We'll take some more phone calls on a What Are the Odds Wednesday in just a moment. But What Are the Odds? We're about to talk to Chip Jackson from Tupelo's about that great golf tournament coming up. What's happening, Chip?
Fred, how you doing, buddy?
Sportsy, man. How are you?
You know, the back is not good, but no matter what, I'm committed to doing this golf tournament. I'm going to play no matter what. I just may need AJ to work out some more so he can give me a piggyback ride to my ball.
Oh, that's not happening.
Isn't that what God made golf carts for?
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't rain so we can actually drive to the ball.
Well, yeah, because if it rains and we're having to do that cart path only while we're drinking, I don't think
if it rains, we're using the cart anyway.
I have some strange feeling that even if it rains, that rule will not be followed.
Exactly.
Oh, great. So you're going to just go tear up the whole Palmer course for all those people who spend money on it.
That's a them problem.
So tell people again when it is and what it's benefiting and why you're doing this, man.
You know, first of all, I donated some iPads to a school recently that lost all of those, basically everything in the floods a few months back. And, you know, in the process, we found out that this was a school that's funded by Easter Seals of Houston. So we're doing our first annual golf tournament. It's October 12th. So we decided that it's going to be benefiting Easter Seals of Houston. We figured since we had already done that, it just kind of made sense to make them our charity for this tournament.
And you said October 12th, and people can go to 975golf.com, right? And it's got all the details. So people can enter individual, as a team, right? All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to 975. You can go to tubelos.com, or you can go to Tubelos on Facebook and get all the forms to if you want to register as a team. We still have some sponsor opportunities out there. I want to throw out, you know, we have friends with Hal Martin's Watch and Jewelry, and they just committed to sponsor all of the carts as well as the beverage cart. You know, they've done a lot of charity stuff with us in the past, and it's greatly appreciated. But we still got some whole sponsorships available, and we've got a few higher level sponsorships as well. It's going fast, but I think it's a great opportunity for companies to come out and support a great cause, and you know, and be a part of a good cause.
Can we bring some of our, like, not everybody? I know there's rules are different for everybody, but can we bring some of our own beer out there?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Can we bring some of our own beer out there?
No, I don't think so. That'd be great, but it'll be provided out there.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, Texas, they got some weird laws about that stuff.
Stupid Texas.
But anybody that is interested in sponsoring can email our marketing director. Her name is Shannon, and it's shannon@tubelos.com.
What time are we talking about getting this thing going?
I believe registration starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
8:30, and we're teeing off. It's a shotgun format, and we'll be teeing off at 10. We're going to have silent auctions. We're going to have raffles, lots of things to try to raise some money. And just so people know, you know, this is 100% charity. Every dollar that we raise will be going to Easter Seals.
All right. What kind of specials you got going on for the people out there at Tubelos right now?
Oh, man. See, what is today? I don't even know what day it is, Fred.
It's Wednesday. It's What Are the Odds Wednesday.
Wednesday. We have beer specials today. We got the big beer specials, 25-ounce. Domestics are $3.75. And imports and crafts are $4.75, just a dollar more.
Awesome. And people depressed over that Astros result today?
Yeah, that was disappointing. You know, I got my Astros jersey on. I think they're still going to pull it out, though.
Yeah, we shall see. That's Chip Jackson.
Keep hope alive.
Yeah, keep hope alive, my friend. Chip Jackson from Tubelos, and once again, the golf tournament, October 12th. Go to go to 975golf.com or tubelos.com to get signed up. And, Chip, looking forward to seeing you out there, my man.
Absolutely, man. One way or another, I'm committed. I'm going to do it. It may be ugly, but we're going to have fun doing it.
Well, you know, we'll get one of those doctors to just give you a shot. You'll be fine. That's what they do for football players.
I got it. It didn't work.
Oh, well, then you'll have to do regular shots that you're used to. Your body can handle those.
Yeah, one kind of shot will work.
All right, Chip. Appreciate the time, man.
Hey, good to talk to you guys, and we'll see you soon.
All righty. Chip from Tubelos.
I'm gonna embarrass myself out there. I haven't played golf in so long.
Are we doing the show from out there? Is that how that's working?
I don't think we're doing a show that day. Is that the deal? It's Columbus Day.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I think
so there's no show. Oh, awesome. I'm going to have to. Hey, can we do a deal with one of our limo things so that I can drink all day? Because I'm not driving up there.
We'll talk. I'll talk to Todd.
Yeah, we need to get something worked out. That's all. I'm just saying. Anyway. Hey, so that means you can play, right?
It depends if we actually do a show later in the day. I got to check the calendar.
Yeah, the people would love to see you, man. That'd be great.
Honestly, the only golfing I do is at Topgolf.
That's so okay. You
can... I'll be shooting like 150.
We don't care about that.
No, it's a scramble, dude.
I could actually use you out there because I don't.
You won't be the worst one out there?
Yeah, it sucks being the worst guy on the team, so it'd be great if you could be out there on our team.
The three of us and then one other person, that'd be great. It'd be fun. and we can just sit there and drink the whole time because you'll get us a limo.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Joe was asking, what are the odds that Patrick Kane doesn't play a game this season? And I don't want to get too much into this, but it's a very weird story. The lawyer for the alleged victim came out today and said the bag that the rape kit was in showed up at her mom's house. And the implication being that they somehow influenced the investigation.
Interesting.
I got to tell you, this sort of stinks from that perspective, because how else would it show up at her mom's house unless she somehow got a hold of it? And this comes on the heels of a report that there was no DNA on her underwear, yep, or in her lady parts from Patrick Kane. So
maybe he's a courtesy raper and he wears a condom.
Maybe, maybe. But, you know, and maybe there is some kind of cover-up going on, because I wouldn't put it past people. But on the other hand, this whole thing kind of stinks. I think it's going to wind up going away. And he's pretty adamant about not doing a deal with her. Because, well, he didn't think he did anything wrong.
I mean,
wrong.
If he didn't do anything wrong, I don't think he should, because it's a risky road, because if there's anything that looks like he did, he's busted.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you do some settlement out of court, which, by the way, I think Ben Roethlisberger just got his thing settled now, when that happened how many years ago.
Yeah.
But if there's any kind of settlement, it always makes me go kind of,
something happened. There might be a disagreement on what happened.
It's just,
but something happened. And so I don't know. And there's still not enough details for me to judge it either way. But this story just stinks, man.
The amazing thing is, if you're good enough at what you do, people pretty much forget about rape. I don't know why that's a thing, but like, then when people talk about Kobe Bryant now, no one really brings that up anymore. When people talk about Ben Roethlisberger, it's not really brought up anymore.
It only comes up in this context, basically. Right. But
and I'll be to be fair, that's partly on me, because I feel like when there's these allegations, we should take it more seriously, and it seems like we do for a few months, a year.
We still make Cosby jokes.
Yeah, but what's funny is that when I think of Bill Cosby, the first thing I think of is rape. That's because it's fresh. I mean, the allegations are fresh. I mean, this was happening 30 years ago. But the first thing I think of when I think of Ben Roethlisberger isn't rape. I mean, it's pretty far down the line, actually. Yeah. Same with Kobe Bryant.
I mean, it's a very serious thing, and I think anytime there's an allegation, we got to take it seriously.
No doubt.
But I also think there's enough instances, especially involving high profile people, where it's awful. There's an awful gray area there that I don't like to jump to judgment on people either until I hear more. And in this case, the first reports, it looked bad. Then you start seeing other reports like, okay.
Yeah.
But in this case, I mean, he's at camp. He's playing. I expect him to be on the ice when the season opens. And the fact that they did not do the grand jury, which the first report was that it was.
You whistled there.
Yeah, that was
weird. Was kind of cool.
It kind of came out of nowhere.
Hurt my ear, though, a little bit.
I can't whistle if I'm trying. Yeah. But the fact that they pushed that off tells me that either the evidence isn't there, or there was talk that there were settlement talks, but then you hear his side say, no, that's not it. So I don't know. It's a very weird situation, but you can't take him off the ice until you actually have something.
I used to have a hard time when I had to interview DeLoss Dodds.
Yeah.
Because he whistle talks.
Yeah, he does.
And it's like serious, and almost like at least in every sentence, there's a couple whistles.
Yeah.
And I find it so hilarious, but...
I could not do that again if I tried.
I know me thinking the way people talk is a terrible, terrible thing. That's funny. But I literally, when I was working with Craig Way, and I never cared to have the loss on my show when I didn't work with Craig.
Yeah.
But when I worked with Craig, it was almost like, they had to do it. But I eventually I would turn my microphone off except when I had a question to ask, because sometimes I would laugh at his whistle talking on accident. Yeah. It was involuntary, but I would laugh.
Yeah, he was famous. But there was a lot of other things that you would laugh about DeLoss, the way he would talk. And we're back on the Blitz on Wednesday. That's today, right? Last time we checked?
Today is Wednesday.
The Houston Dynamo takes on Sporting Kansas City. Match begins at 7:30 at BBVA Compass Stadium, and the race to the playoffs is still on. Special offers for tickets are still available. Log on to HoustonDynamo.com and get yours now. I'm trying. I'm actually trying to do it. I can't. Brian says, mechanical engineering grad, got job offer today, celebrating with the Blitz. Congratulations, sir.
Congrats indeed.
Yeah, that's good, man. I always like to see the Blitzers get work, as long as you listen to us at work.
Right.
You got to keep listening to us. That's the only thing. Get a lot of what are the odds Brandon Weeden and the Cowboys win more games than the Texans. Can we stop with the Cowboys and Texans stuff, please?
Well, that's a big deal.
It is.
Cowboys versus Texans. Such a great and historic rivalry.
Yeah, the 2 years, every two times every 8 years matchup that they have is just incredible. Get over it. We're not gonna feed that beast.
I just saw Texans add running back Richardson to practice squad.
Yes.
And I was like, oh no, they didn't.
They didn't.
And he has dreads too.
Yeah.
But it's not Trent Richardson, thank God. It's Darryl Richardson, the Abilene Christian product.
Who actually had
he's very smallish.
Brief cup of coffee with the Rams.
Yeah.
At one point.
He's a wee lad.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, AJ. Do you do a lot of Yelp stuff? Do you write stuff?
My wife does. I don't bother with it, but my wife is into Yelp.
Yeah, mine is too, and she's actually found a lot of great places because of it. But
she uses it particularly when we're out of town.
Yeah,
when we're in new places.
Well, apparently you got to be real careful what you post on Yelp when you're reviewing someone, because a woman in Staten Island has been ordered to pay $1,000 because she bashed the owner of a floor refinishing business, calling him a liar and a con artist on Yelp. She says, "Are you kidding me? I'm sick." Says, "People do reviews all the time. I shouldn't have to pay anything. It's freedom of speech."
Yeah.
But the judge said that, you know, basically what happened was they messed up. So she went on there and wrote a review. But the judge said that words she used were basically calling him a criminal.
Well, can he prove that he wasn't?
Well, he's not charged with anything. So here's what she wrote. And I this is like reading one of our liners, so bear with me on it. "This guy, Matt, the owner, is a scam. Do not use him. You will regret doing business with this company." So far, okay. "I'm going to court. He is a scam. Customers, please beware. He will destroy your floors. He is nothing but a liar. He robs customers."
It's because she used bad grammar.
Well, that too. "But now he robs customers and promises you everything. If you want bleep, then go with him. If you like nice work, find another. He is a scam, liar, bull bleeper." And that's basically said the post was opinion and protected speech, but they crossed the line from opinion to libel. So that's why she's been ordered to pay $1,000. So I have mixed feelings about this, and I think on appeal that gets overturned. Because you should be able to...
I mean, if that's the experience you had?
Yeah. Well, if she had just said, "This is what happened. The guy ruined my floors. He wouldn't pay me back. We're in court over it. I wouldn't use this guy." Okay. You can write that review. There's nothing libelous in that. But when you start calling him a scam artist and a con artist and things like that... Now, to me, I don't think those terms are that ridiculous to put on Yelp. But there does seem to be this sort of reaction to trolls, kind of.
Yeah.
And I kind of think maybe this is what he's trying to do, is make a statement, the judge is. But I bet that doesn't hold up on appeal.
Yeah.
Just be careful what you put on Yelp. You don't need to put all that, and try to use good grammar.
Please.
I was kind of curious. I'd like to go see what the numbers are for his reviews. Like how many stars that he has.
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing that one star that she put on there.
What's the name of the business?
The name of the business is, hang on a second, I got to go back to this. I've got to find it. They don't use the name of the business. Oh, okay, here it is. Mr. Sandless. So you can get that on Yelp. Mr. Sandless. Cost $695 to refinish the floors in her living room and dining room.
Okay.
They offer affordable floor finishing with green chemicals. But she wasn't happy with the product or the corrective actions the company took. "The guy destroyed my home. It was a total disaster. Peeling." That's what she said.
Sorry for her loss.
Yeah, and she got, you know, $1,000 on top of it. Now, the company had to give her a bunch of money back, so... but I bet she never winds up paying that $1,000.
What city is this in?
Staten Island, New York. See, if I were really good at this stuff, I would have Yelped it beforehand. but it didn't occur to me to see what the reviews are for this guy. John?
I can't find it. Is it Mr. MR or is it M-I-S-T-R?
No, MR.
MR? No, I can't find it.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. I should have never thrown that out there. But that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.